Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Coco finally agreed with me for once.
I think I've agreed with you before.
It's truly wonderful. I mean, wonderful feeling.
Yeah, I would definitely share a pizza with you, Vinny.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. That's nice to hear.
No shrimp.
Most of the time, you just crush me with your support for Sarah.
Only sometimes.
We had a few disagreements today. She's like a terrible packer.
Oh, yeah.
Takes forever to pack. My God. And she doesn't like clams on pizza. Come on, man.
That's just that too much.
Agreeing with Vinny for once.
All right.
I appreciate the majority of the time that I get your support. I do. I need
girl
allies
power
on this show. Yeah, hell
girl
yeah.
Power.
Oh my God.
And
Ceremony
there
Secret Show.
Went. And then it just went away.
Girl power, baby. Ceremony Secret Show for fucking Friday. Friday, February 11th, 2022. It's the four of us. Hi. Thanks.
You're excited,
for
I guess, huh? A couple days off.
God.
Much
I do
needed.
Like a couple days off. Yeah, we're having a little picnic tomorrow. That'll be nice. It's been so
right?
nice. Yeah, we're gonna have a little picnic.
The bike gang or the yep. family with the boys or what?
We have the core five families and then there's the critical mess families and uh-huh, it's uh-huh. all. I think we're gonna probably like eight of us and the kids. Oh. You know, who aren't kids anymore. That's fun because they can all drink now. It's like so. It's so funny. Play some cornhole. You know, have some fun. Fire up the barbecue. Yesterday we put up all our shade cloths because it's been so damn hot. I'm like, I can't sit on the deck. The sun is just killing me. Normally this time of year, you wouldn't want to sit on the deck anyway because
right.
it's supposed to be raining. Okay, before we jump into any bad advices, there were a couple things that came up on the show. First of all, Nikki told us
yes.
we're not doing a secret happy hour today because Nikki's got early Valentine's Day plans with the Keiko beef. tell us what's happening.
Well,
you spending the weekend down there, huh?
Yeah, well, I am yeah. going to spend the night, but not the weekend. Because yeah. the reason why we're doing it early is because Saturday I have my niece's birthday, then Super Bowl, and then Monday I have to take my car in. So, and he works, so it's kind of doesn't really
so
work
just
out.
Just tonight,
yeah. So we're going out to dinner, and then I don't really know if he has anything else planned.
He's an overgifter. What are you expecting? I mean,
I'm honestly not expecting anything. I'm
what
really
did you
not.
Get him?
I don't know if I want to say
Vinny's
right now.
Hand is up.
Okay, yes, don't. Vinny. Yeah.
Will you shave your legs before you go out tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go home and take a shower.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a whole shower and everything.
Clean that thing up. She might. About. You might even need a rinse when you get up there. It can be sweaty business in a car on a hot day like this.
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna drive like this so my armpits don't sweat and the AC hits them and kind of drives them off.
Yeah.
As I'm driving,
she has
there.
Her hands above her head.
Yep.
Yeah. Just like
that. Well, there's you got to be careful on those long drives. You might have travel pee, and you don't want travel pee.
You can say pussy on this show.
Well, I was trying to get you to say it. Thank you, Sarah.
But travel pussy's real. Like, you know, you, yeah. It doesn't matter when you showered before you got on that plane. You are on that plane.
You know, it's not that bad.
And you walk
I like
the airport.
It. I'm yeah. all about, like, I think yeah, a little.
An hour or two of travel pussy's okay.
It's, yeah. just
it's
an
actually
hour.
Preferable.
Right.
No, it can be, you know, just
unless traffic
it's
makes it
too
worse.
Much. I don't want any part of
it. 2 days of it.
Sometimes,
plane,
though, 2 days is too long. But yeah. sometimes that's like a secret sauce. Like, you know, like. Uh-huh, you know, whatever it is, they put on Big Macs that we don't know about, make them special.
Thousand Island dressing.
Whatever. I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not
okay.
There.
I'll put some Thousand Island dressing on it. That'll definitely mask the travel pussy smell.
No. What? No, I'm saying a little travel pee. That's it's like the secret sauce. It's a nice addition. It's like a seasoning. It's definitely
it can salty.
Be, yes, it could be delicious. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah. Vinny, earlier today, right when we started the show, you bit your tongue over something and you were going to say something.
Was that our boobs?
Yeah. No. It was actually about something that I'd blurted out a comment on air about something I'm damn well know better than to do. And then it's come up a few times today where I was supposed to.
Is this the one thing where you're supposed to be a good boy about something?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I thought it was about our shirts.
Nope, it was just one of those things.
We thought it was about our boobs.
Yeah,
I was all excited.
Boobs,
yeah,
honestly.
Turns out it was about you not being in trouble. All right.
One thing I will say about one of the gifts I did get, Beefcake, was because maybe this will help out people.
One of the gifts? Oh.
Well, it's like they're little things, but this might help out people. But it's called like Year of Dates. So you pick out, and he's really into scratchers. So you can pick out any like category, and there's like they're color coordinated. So like it depends, like one's outside, one's like an activity like hiking, one's an inside, whatever. So you scratch it off and it will be like go on a hike or make dinner for your significant other. And then you put the date that you did it with a photo. So that's what I got. That's one of the things I got.
So like
that's
if really there might cute. Be a card that says have anal on a 600-pound rock.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Oh, right on
and
that
then
rock.
You, there,
you gotta take a picture
get a photo of,
it, of
that and then, you know.
All right, I'll take the photo. I'm just trying to help.
And then you gotta put the date that it was accomplished.
So a year of dates it's called.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you get that? At the drugstore or somewhere?
No, I found it online.
Oh.
So
I like it.
Yeah, I thought it was
adventurous. Gives you ideas.
Yeah, I thought it was a cute idea. So
I like for the this would be me scratch scratch scratch. I'm not doing that. We're gonna do what we always do. Let's sit out back and have a soda. All right, first anything else?
No, that was it.
Okay, so our first bad advice today, this person says, Bryn, I don't mean to assume that this will make the cut, but if you save this for Friday, I can listen to you tear me apart live on the Odyssey app. And then she says, please don't tear me apart. I love you all too much. Or do. Fuck it. So here we go. Let's get this out of the way early on. I'm writing in to brag about my husband's big dick. Ding, ding, ding. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, 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 pew.
All right.
This is what she says about this. It's true. His dick really does have it all. Length, girth, and the slightest upward tilt that gets my G-spot every time.
Oh, good for you.
I know. I can hear you. Oh, good for you. Where's the question here? She called that.
All right.
My dilemma is this. Over time, we've been together 10 years. Taking his big D has become somewhat more uncomfortable following sex. We're in our late 30s. We don't have kids and enjoy a healthy sex life considering we both work full time. The best way I can describe the discomfort is that it almost feels like muscle aches after an intense workout, but in and around my woman area. Seeing as I need to come up with a question, I guess it's this. Is it normal for sex to become slightly less comfortable for women as we age? Does sex need to change for our changing bodies? Are certain positions better for women than others over time? Is this a thing that women just don't talk about? Or are these all medical red flags and I'm pretending red is my favorite color? I want my husband to pound away like the good old days, but we're needing to adjust. Thanks for your insight, Big D Wifey. That doesn't sound right. Sounds like something's up to me.
Here's what you do.
Okay, what do you do?
All right.
Here we go. You know those things in the kitchen that it's like a potato peeler? You familiar?
Yeah.
Or a carrot, you know, you ever got to peel it? You take that thing to that cock and shave that thing down a good inch around, and you'll be fine.
Oh, no.
He'll be fucking mangled, but you'll be fine.
It'll be better for you. He'll just be a little scabby for a while.
But how big do you think that thing is that it's hurting her like that?
I actually tend to think that this is not about how big his dick is. That sounds like something's going on. And it could be, you know, look, things happen in your pelvic region. Like, all kinds of things happen. You could have cysts in your your uterus
are normal,
or something.
Aren't they?
They're pretty normal. Like, what are they called? Fiber cysts? I can't remember what
fibroid
it,
or
fibroid tumors, right.
Yeah, that's it.
I knew something like that. And we know, I know a few people who have that, and sex became painful, and they... And she's not saying painful. She's saying slightly discomfortable. But the fact that she can feel it afterward makes me think there's something going on there. And maybe beyond your regular exam, you might want to get, I don't know, what do they do, a scan for that or something? I mean, she could have endometriosis. She could have any number of things.
Yeah, that's actually true. But also, you know what? I'll tell you something. Aging, and you're still too young to be feeling soreness, but aging... You do get sore from things that you didn't used to get sore from.
Yeah.
That is a real occurrence where I'm like, fuck, I'm 53 now or 52 or whatever I am. Like, it's different. It sucks and I'm not happy about it, but I'm certainly not going to hit the couch. So I just deal with it.
And when you hit the couch, you get up from the couch and go, oh, damn, I got to spend less time on the couch. This ain't working. You know, I think about Yuzette. I remember when she first discovered that she had some, I think she had a big fibroid, and they found out about it because her husband has a big one, and it started to become the contact, like it was big enough that it was punching her in the cervix over and over, and she couldn't take it anymore. She was like, it's just too painful to have sex. I would think that 10 years of taking that dick, if everything's fine inside, that would still be fine. I don't know.
It shouldn't be a thing. But, you know, try your butthole. There's that. You could try your butthole and see
that's hard. That's hard with big dicks.
But it won't hurt her vagina. And that's the we're trying to help her, Sarah.
Problem solved. I forgot that we were trying to help her with her problem.
Right.
I'd go talk to someone about that. She wants her husband to pound away like the good old days. Who doesn't want to go to Pound Town? Come on, man, pound it.
Certain times, though, I think the poussoir is more shallow. Like there's the roof is lower or something like that, the ceiling. I don't know. It seems that way, especially when you do like in certain positions like doggy style.
Right, like the angle might bring
it
up a
little
closer.
Area where they're like, it's not. And I've been told that. It's just not right now. Like usually it's okay, but today it's like you're hitting this thing. And I'm like... Man, all right, turn over, fine. I'll do it the regular way. On your side, whatever it takes, wherever it takes. But yeah, maybe the position can help.
Yeah, it's possible. But I would, I personally, you're going to go to the gynecologist anyway. Ask for more. Tell them what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love that you told us, and we did like talking about your husband's huge dick. But
no, we didn't.
Sure, we did. I like talking about big dicks.
She got that big dick energy. That's why.
Yeah. Little big dick action.
You know who has big dick energy is V.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
She needs a big dick for sure. To shut that fucking mouth up.
Well, she won't tolerate anything else.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she'll fucking shame you and shit. Okay. This is the heavy one. I want to read through this. I want to get all the questions and all the stuff out in front of you, Vinny, because this one I think is for you.
Oh. All right.
Hello to my favorite radio family. Please don't say my name. My boyfriend of 5 years and I recently broke up. My bad relationship with alcohol caused us trust issues that were deemed unrepairable. I was using alcohol to cope during the pandemic. And again, when my mom passed 6 months ago, I was hiding it from him and getting caught, which was wrong and something he hated. But I just wasn't ready to give it up. He eventually asked me to move out. And I'm now on my own again at 32 years old with our dog, who we got together. She's also a mini Aussie like Ripley. Yeah. Rippleita. To say I'm devastated is an understatement. The choice wasn't mine, and I've been completely heartbroken. Over the last few months, I've enrolled in therapy, a recovery program through my healthcare provider, and have attended AA meetings on and off. These are all things I had not done until recently, and my ask was for him to give me some time to work on myself and gain his trust back. Unfortunately, although I had not made these types of moves to improve before, he wasn't willing to wait anymore. He worries how I'll be as a mother in the future and can't trust that I'll be responsible and committed. His fear of me relapsing in the future was too strong, and he's choosing to walk away instead of going through it by my side. I remember Vinny saying that in a scenario like this, the other person will always wonder if they can trust you. I really believe this man is my soulmate because of how close we always were and our strong emotional connection. I want to somehow make him understand that although it took me some time to figure out how to help myself, I'm making the steps and I want to make it work with him too. He seems to be dealing with this very well in comparison to me, like the breakup, and never reaches out to see me or my dog. We talked about seeing each other before I moved out, so cutting us off was a total surprise to me. I know I'm capable of recovery and have been doing very well so far. I wish he was as hopeful as I am. Should I continue to fight for him or just give up? I know Vinny's been here before and would love any words of advice that might help. Thank you for being in my life almost every day for the last 10 years. I love you all. OFOC, see.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Well, I feel for you. I know the feeling, and it's not good. But here's, I'll say a couple things. First of all, the main focus of your life right now has to be your life. So I know you want to think about putting back together what you've lost and all of those things. This is what I would say to anyone who's suffering from alcoholism, and this is probably the most important, and hopefully it's the thing that drives you to get better, which is you can get your life back. You may not get the life you had back, but you can get your life and maybe a better life back when you put some time in for yourself. Like, you got to get your shit together in a way that build a good, strong foundation of sobriety, have friends that also are with you in this, whether that's people you've met through AA or people in your life who just know you long time and will support whatever it is you need. And that includes going to lunches and things that aren't alcohol related. Do things during the day, not at night. Find ways. That's the hardest thing about getting sober. Well, there's a bunch of hard things, but it's you have to find the pitfalls the hard way, unfortunately, which often means you've relapsed. And then you go, oh, I can't do that. That doesn't work for me. Or this person. Or being alone too much was my problem. Being alone too much.
Yep.
I had to plug into things, and I'd pushed everybody away to clear my schedule. Then there I was alone going, wow, I really have alone to myself, haven't I? Like, this
You've
is crazy.
You've aloned yourself.
My phone never rings. Everybody's finally gotten tired of me saying no or not answering the phone or you know, whatever. So, look, the thing with him, it may be ruined. And that's, I had something that I ruined. And I joked about it earlier today. That chick just never called me again.
Yep.
And while we weren't meant to be, I don't think, we could have been meant to be had I not fucking ruined the whole thing.
And that's the problem, is that he, you know, you said something a while ago about Christina, because she's never seen you like mm-hmm. that. You've been sober the whole time. And so she doesn't know how bad it can be. She right. knows the you that you are today and that you work really hard to be. She doesn't know the Vinny that got drunk, fell off the show, ruined his relationship, got himself into a whole shit ton of trouble. And I mean, you shot your fucking life up, mm-hmm. you know? And that's what you've done, C. You've ruined this relationship. And I don't want you to think we're being harsh. Vinny's 100% right. You can put it back together, but it's going to take time. It's going to take work. And I think you got to write this guy off. The reason he's not calling you is because he's done with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's a terrible, scary feeling to think that you've thrown your lot in with someone who may disappear into a bottle and may not come back for a while or may not come back at all.
You heard
and
him.
And that's not something that I... Look, if he were writing, I would say to him, do not turn around. Keep walking forward and never look back, because this person, before you get too far down the road with this person and you've got kids or a marriage or whatever... And he was right to think that he would feel weird down the line if they had kids and he'd have to wonder if she's okay.
Yeah, because he's seen you at your worst.
I'm going to give you another piece of advice that's going to sound maybe way too real for you or maybe way too confessional for me, but I'm going to tell you something, a mistake I made as I've been sort of, and it's not a mistake in the sense that I absolutely love my life and I love my kids. But through the process of being in a relationship with Christina, I've slowly but surely loosened my grip on my extremely rigid days, which involve nothing out of any, like, I don't want, I'm doing, this is what I do. I eat my oatmeal, and then I do my show, and then I do my workouts, and then I do my, and then I'm in bed by nine. As we've loosened that up, my life's become incredibly difficult. And it's not that it's more difficult than anybody else's. It's that I'm not great at coping with things. It's a me thing. I don't deal well with a lot of stress. It's part of being alcoholic that you have this...
Try to limit that.
...runaway thing where you'll just disappear into a bottle. That's how you deal. Well, that's not dealing, is
no,
it?
No, it's so kind of the opposite of dealing.
What I'm getting at is, as you rebuild your life, and you will, and I believe in you, and it sounds like you're doing the right thing so far, and once you get a good look at your life sort of coming back to you, and your health coming back to you, and your improved spirits, because that will happen. It doesn't happen overnight. In fact, sometimes it takes as much as a year before you really start to sleep better, feel healthy again, smile on a daily basis because you feel like you've just got improved spirits. These things will happen, but as you rebuild your life, you can't leave it up to other people. When you warn them, like, listen, I've have this history and I don't want to mess things up with you, but I don't want to mess things up for me either. So what I'm getting at is, make sure you're clear about what you can and can't handle. Don't leave it up to them. You can't tell someone who's never seen you go through that you can't handle much and then expect them to, because they're seeing you handle everything.
Yeah, you seem fine.
You're fine. That's what Christina was like. You're fine. You're the most capable guy I've ever gone out with, which sounds crazy, but that's, you know.
Well, I think a lot of it probably had to do with your shit was tight.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you seem capable because you had shrunk your life down to the right size. And
that's the point, is I'm my best me when I have very little things going on. That's the best me that I am. And when I get added stress and added stuff,
yep,
and dates and, you know, things I got to do and places to be and my calendar is filling up. And these are things where I'm not me anymore. Now I'm starting to get agitated and impatient and incapable of, and I start to get like, I got to cancel that.
Yeah. You know, it's really the whole alcoholism thing. It isn't fair. It really isn't. It's not fair that it ruins some people, and other people can drink all they want whenever they want to.
Yeah,
and they don't,
I mean,
it's
I'd
not
agree,
a thing for them.
But look, you know what's really unfair is cancer in kids. That's really unfair.
Yes, that's really unfair. You're right.
So I would say
another disease.
Yeah, absolutely. But I would say, look, there's you're going to be good. You're going to have a great life ahead of you if you continue to keep alcohol out of it. You'll have another soulmate. You'll have another partner. You'll have other great things in your life.
And you'll have more to offer and be a better person for them.
And look, I think that I tell this to people all the time. I actually mean it. One of the coolest things about destroying your life is you get to rebuild it the way you want. And so it sounds like a stupid thing to say, but the truth is, okay, probably along the way you've taken on things that you said yes to that you shouldn't have, or things you've done that you wouldn't want to continue. You're at rock bottom. Start over, build it the way you want it, and you've got your whole life. What did she say she was? 30s?
32, I think. Hold
your
on.
Your whole life is ahead of you. You're going to
32,
have,
yeah.
You're going to be great. You're going
to
be
fine. You are going to be great. Yep. Just to make keep it really simple. I knew you'd have good words for her.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I did.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
No, you did. And we actually get a lot of bad advices about alcoholism, and I'm sure that a lot of that is because you have successfully, you're where you are, and you're an alcoholic. And so I don't like to do them every day, but I thought this one was particularly good, and I really felt like it's, usually we hear from the person who's not drinking and complaining about the person who is, and I thought this was a good perspective, and I feel for this person because I know, you know, all they really want is to just get the whole old life back before alcohol fucking ruined everything for them, and that's, you know, that's probably out of reach.
Yeah,
you know,
accept that, because that's part of the problem, is that whole I want my life back today, and I want that life, the one that I ruined, I want that life back, and what really ends up happening is you end up drinking over it.
Right.
And you relapse.
The sooner you let it go.
Right. Right.
All right.
I met this person.
Oh, she's, you know this person?
Yeah, she's very pretty and she's young. So you're right. She probably has a lot of opportunity to, you know, date. And
where'd you meet her?
It was at an event.
Oh.
Yeah, in the city.
I see.
But yeah, she's very well accomplished too.
Good. Well, you know what? Sounds like you got a lot going for you. This is going to be incredibly painful and it's going to be a tough thing to put back together, but we wish you nothing but the best of luck. And I would say that AA is going to be your best friend. I would not just drop in once in a while. I'd go to one regularly, see the same people. Do they give you a sponsor? I don't know how that works.
You have to ask someone, and usually it's someone that you've listened to in a meeting and said, that person's got it together.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the people, I've had a few different sponsors, and I don't have one right now, but he was this big, burly, I don't know how to, I forget if he was an electrician, but he was in the trade business. He was... Mm-hmm. He always came in in some kind of, what do they call, overalls, the dirty as, you know, just dirty as fuck.
Those jumpsuits, right.
Right. And he was a guy who used to be, he could talk very frankly about how fear kind of ruled his life. And you're looking at him like, this guy could wrestle a bear. But it was about fear of women and fear of rejection and fear of things that he just couldn't be, he couldn't beat up that feeling. You know what I mean? Like, these are things that we all deal with
our own insecurities
and all that stuff, but he was able to talk about it in a way that didn't sound like he was being whiny. He was just in touch with it and knew himself well enough to know that his reactions to things are based on some of that shit. And it was, and I liked him, and I heard him talk like that and was like, I like him. And I asked him and he was like, yeah, let's do this.
I'll do it. So that becomes a person you can call in a weak moment and someone that maybe you hang with. And
sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's, I feel like this person sounds lonely and heartbroken on top of the fact that she's a recovering alcoholic. You know,
well, look,
find a couple steady people in your life.
This is the last thing I'll say on this. And this is something that Sarah, you know, I actually try not to talk about it because it's something that is heavy and it's not what we're sort of here to do. But the truth is, when you have hurt people around you, it is... And then you're supposed to be sober. And now you're looking at all the things you, the people you love that you've hurt, the things that you loved that you no longer have. It's fucking heartbreaking and it's soul crushing. And you find yourself going, you know what I need? A fucking drink. And that will keep you from getting sober. That the guy on the street corner that his family's finally said, we give up. That's that guy. That's the guy who can't face what he's done and just keeps drinking to run from it. And that's, you have to deal with this loss. You have to.
Yep. And accept it as a loss.
Uh-huh.
All right. Listen, you guys. I get that this was heavy. This doesn't mean you can't go and have a great fucking weekend.
Oh, I'm gonna.
I know. Me too. I have a great fucking weekend.
I have half my wetsuit on already.
Oh my God.
But you, I don't. But I that, that would be gross.
Get your booties on, Vinny.
It's way too sweaty. But I'm going to do that right as soon as we're done.
All right. Hey, thank you for any bad advice that you write us. We love them all. We read them all. And while we don't get to every single one of them, You know, we do. We read them, and we care deeply that you care enough about the show to send them. So Bryn@RadioAlice.com.
I just got a great idea.
What is it?
Let's label this one Wednesday and label V-Hales Friday. And then the Friday one they listen to, they'll be like, oh my God, V-Hale is so fucking awesome.
Right. She, what a way to kick off your weekend.
All right, maybe not. Just do this.
I'm fine with it. I don't care how they're labeled. Bryn, that's on you. Label right. that shit. All right, have a great weekend, you guys. Bye.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?